But the thing is, if you've tried multiple of these things and none of them are working, then that's a clear sign that the issue is your messaging is off. The level of certainty that people have that your program will help them to achieve a goal is very low.
A lot of people who are struggling out there, it's all literally manual. When I ask them about their sales process or their sales systems, it's a calendar link to book a call. And that's their entire process. And I'm like, oh, like that should could definitely be part of your sales system. But that's like just the conversion event, the event where the actual sales are taking place. You're missing all of this other stuff on the front end, which is going to make your job so much harder to actually convert that into a sale.
Getting that traffic going is going to be pivotal to even knowing if your messaging is right, to even knowing if your sales system is working. Because once you get some traffic to those things and you test it out, then we can stop the ads, we can look at the numbers, and we can pinpoint exactly what we need to work on and where.
If you want to build a legitimate, profitable online business without shiny objects, without the hypey gimmicks, and without the stress and overwhelm, if you want to make more money without having to be present online all day, every day, pumping out content that nobody sees and hustling DMs to generate leads and sales, then this is the place for you. Welcome to the Digital Trailblazer Podcast, your online business university, where you'll learn how ordinary people start from ground zero with no influence, no email list or audience to sell to, and no business or marketing experience, and go from working 9-to-5 jobs to building successful 6- and 7-figure online businesses and all the steps in between. Learn the strategies that worked and what didn't. Learn the mistakes that they made and how to avoid them, and then learn their plans for scaling their businesses and taking things to the next level. All so that you can build your business faster and easier and make more money without sacrificing the things that are important to you in your life. I'm your host, Leah Ray Getz, and with me is my husband, Todd. Now, let's get to it with today's guest. Welcome. Today, we're going to do something a little bit different. We've had the most amazing guests on this podcast who are doing very cool, very advanced things when it comes to marketing and sales in the online space. So we know that not everybody is quite at that level yet. And so for those of you who don't have a consistent, reliable sales pipeline and revenue being generated online, we wanted to kind of back things up a little bit and talk through, how do you actually get there? How do you get a consistent revenue coming through online where you have a solid foundation that you can build upon? And then you can start playing with all these really cool advanced things as you grow and build from there. So this is something that I work with people whenever they jump on a call with me and they're struggling to be able to make sales and get launched in the online space. In order to be profitable, in order to have a solid foundation on your online business, it really comes down to three core elements. Okay, these three core elements, no matter what kind of offer you're doing, this is foundational level stuff that you have to have in place. The first piece is, number one, the positioning of the offer. The offer itself has to be juicy. Like when people see that offer, they have to recognize the value in it and want to purchase it.
And really the key to that is certainty, right? Is that people have a goal that they want to achieve. The level of certainty needs to be very high that your program will help them to achieve that goal. Okay. And there's a lot of ways to increase certainty. And like Leah, you were just saying, one of the ways is just the way the program is structured, right? Is this simply a, you know, do-it-yourself course where you go through the training and, you know, it's totally up to you to figure it out on your own and apply what you've learned to your own situation? Or is there additional templates or handouts or other resources that are going to help you out along the way? Are there other, you know, maybe there's Q&A calls that you can attend where you can get some questions answered in kind of a generic format or in a group format? Is there some level of coaching? Those are all things that can increase the level of certainty that you will be able to apply what you've learned and achieve the goal that you want to achieve.
We've seen this all the time. So let's kind of break this down for folks. What is a really good clue that you need help with your messaging and the positioning of your offer?
So a really good clue would be that you've tried a bunch of different strategies, right? Whether that's a webinar, whether that is a challenge, it might be your Facebook group, you know, whatever the strategy is, Instagram marketing, networking, Facebook ads, you've tried a bunch of these strategies and you never seem to make sales. Whereas on the other hand, you'll meet people that no matter what strategy they try, they've tried all these things, they've done all these things, and they always make sales. A lot of times people try to blame the strategy, or they'll come up with other excuses like, oh, Facebook ads are trash, right? They just give you junk leads, or, you know, Facebook groups don't work because my audience isn't there, or, you know, webinars don't work, webinars are dead, blah, blah, blah. You come up with all these excuses. But the thing is, if you've tried multiple of these things and none of them are working, then that's a clear sign that the issue is your messaging is off. The level of certainty that people have that your program will help them to achieve a goal is very low, right? Think about it this way. If you had a lottery ticket where you had a 1 in 1 billion chance to win $500 million or whatever it is, right? You had a 1 in 1 billion chance to win the lottery. How much would people be willing to pay for that lottery ticket? And what's the chances that they would even pay that? You could probably sell those for a dollar each, maybe $2. That's what lottery tickets kind of go for right now. And do you play every week? Most people don't even play every week, right? They play when the lottery is big. The reason why those lottery tickets are only worth a dollar or two is because the chances, the level of certainty that you're going to win is incredibly low. Now imagine on the flip side of that, that you had a lottery ticket and there was a 1 in 1,000 chance that you're going to win the jackpot. And the jackpot is, yeah, I mean, it could be a million, it could be 5 million, whatever, right? It's a big jackpot. 1 in 1,000 chance. What are the chances that you're going to buy a lottery ticket now? Whatever the price is, are you going to buy or not? Chances are probably yes, because the level of certainty is much, much higher. Not only that, but you're going to be willing to pay much more than $1 or $2. You're probably going to be willing to pay $10, $20, $100 maybe, because the level of certainty is really high and the potential reward is very big. Now you change that to a 1 in 100 chance to win a $500 million jackpot. Now how much do you think those lottery tickets are worth? How much are people willing to pay for something like that? How many people do you think are willing to buy a lottery ticket? Not only is the number of people going to increase, but the amount they're willing to pay is going to increase. That's all because all we did was increase the level of certainty that you're going to achieve that goal, that you're going to win that jackpot. And it's the same thing with any sort of online program or anything that you're selling online. When you are a coach or a course creator, you sell a digital product online, the level of certainty is going to have a direct impact on the number of people who buy and the price that they're willing to pay.
So if someone recognizes that their messaging or the positioning of their offer is not as sharp as it could be, what kind of tips or advice would you use to just kind of start them down the right path to fix this?
So the analogy that we often use is think about this like a patient coming into a doctor with a symptom. So, and the example we always use with that is you come in with knee pain. You go into the doctor, you've got knee pain. How does the doctor recommend a path for treatment for that patient? That's the same mindset that you want to have as a coach or course creator recommending your program for a client. What a good doctor is going to do is, number one, is that they're going to diagnose the situation. So you come in with the symptom. First thing you need to do is diagnose what is the actual problem. If you've done sales calls, if you know how to do sales calls, if you've done a webinar, you know that the very first thing is identifying the problem. If there is no problem, then there is no sale. Okay, that's a simple rule. So the first thing you need to do is accurately identify the problem and articulate that to the patient. So you do some scans, you come back, say, okay, looks like we've got some cartilage loss here. There's some inflammation and blah, 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 right? Next thing you're going to do is you're going to lay out for them all of the treatment options. You're not just going to tell them what you offer and why they should do that. You're going to give them all of their alternatives, which is the same thing that you want to do on a sales call and the same thing that you want to do if you're doing a webinar, is what we call the old methods. So for a patient coming in with knee pain, we'd say, okay, so here's the problem. Here's the diagnosis. Now, based on this, there's a number of things that we could do. There's a number of things that people try. Number one is, you know, you can try to lose some weight. Obviously, less weight on that knee is going to cause less pain. So that will definitely help. Number two is we can try to clean up your diet a little bit. There's some things in your diet that will cause inflammation that, you know, add to the pain. Number three, we could do cortisone injections. Cortisone will, help to relieve the pain in the knee. And, maybe we could do some over-the-counter drugs, anti-inflammatories, and blah, 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 right? We could do all these things. And then what the doctor needs to do is explain why any of those treatment options are not going to be ultimately the best option. So with any of those treatment options, yes, they're going to be helpful, but they're not really going to be a long-term fix. And that's kind of the key here, is that, yeah, these other things may be helpful. These other things may have some effect, but they're really not going to get you to where you want to be. And then you need to boil it down to one big reason why. So the doctor might say, the reason why is because you've got so much cartilage loss here that these are all just going to be temporary. And you're just going to keep having to come in for cortisone injections. You're just going to have to keep taking more and more pills. And eventually, the pills are stop working. And at some point, the pain is just going to be unavoidable. And based on where you are with the cartilage loss and because of your age and everything, that's why the most long-term and probably best course of action is to just go ahead with a knee replacement surgery right now. And that's the same type of flow of logic that we want to take with a client or potential customer. So for example, if someone were coming to us and say, hey, I can't sell my course, we would look at what they're doing and we'd say, okay, so you don't have a traffic strategy. You've got this and this and this going on and blah, blah, blah. And based on where you're at with everything, obviously, you could try, networking, and you could do, some free organic stuff, content creation. There's all these different ways that you could try to get some traffic. But really, based on where you're at, because you need to generate traffic fast, here's why, those things are not going to be the best idea for you. Okay, number one is because organic traffic builds very slowly, and it's never a certainty. Number two is because X, Y, and Z, right? We give them all the reasons why those alternative options are not going to be the best. And then we go into what we think is going to be the best idea for them. So based on where you're at, you've got some money right now to put into to advertising. So what we'd say is you should probably get started with Facebook ads because number one, your audience is definitely there. Number two is it's going to give you an immediate effect, right? You can start generating leads immediately. And number three is that you can generate some very cheap leads that are very targeted on Facebook with the audience that you're trying to attract. So it's the same process that we would go through in a webinar that a doctor would go through with a patient of identifying the problem, laying out all the alternative options, describing why those aren't going to be the best option for them, and then recommending the course of treatment that you offer, which is, and then why that's going to be better than the alternatives.
So that obviously works really well in a webinar structure, but those core elements need to be used throughout whatever sort of models you're using for conversion. So that's your core copy, your core marketing message around the offer. And then you can apply that in all the stuff, everything that you're doing, no matter what you're using to actually convert the sales.
Yeah, exactly. And the thing is, you don't have to make every single one of those points in one video. This could be multiple pieces of content. This could be weeks worth or months worth or even years worth of content on YouTube. If you've got a Facebook group, this could be several different videos in your Facebook group. This could be several different episodes of a podcast. You can break this up a bunch of different ways throughout whatever type of content that you're creating.
So hopefully you guys wrote a lot of that down and can get you started when it comes to fixing and working through your messaging and how you're positioning the offer itself. So let's talk about the second core element. This is something that almost every single person that we run into in the online space needs help with. And this is their systems to sell. So we're talking about a way to generate leads, to nurture, to qualify those leads, to move them through to a sale. Right. And so there's a lot that this covers. It's very robust, if you will, but it's really important that you have these pieces figured out and working at each step of the way to continually move people closer and closer to the sale. Otherwise, you're always going to be chasing your tail. You're going to have a lot of manual connections that you have to continue to do. And you're going to lose track of people. You're going to lose opportunities to be able to change lines and bring on new clients. So having a highly optimized sales system is pivotal to being able to have a consistent revenue coming in through the online space.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the important part of this is, like you said, it's a system. It's not just one point of contact. One of the things that we often teach is, and this is one of the things that's been heavily studied in the sales and marketing space for decades, And most people have probably heard this before, that it takes somewhere between 7 and 12 touch points before someone's willing to actually pull the trigger and buy. And that's still true today when you're doing webinars or you're selling a coaching program or whatever type of sales system you're putting together. You need more than just one touch point. And that's why, you know, a lot of times we'll have clients come in and we'll ask them, okay, so how are you currently trying to make sales? And they'll show us a sales page and that's all they've got. Right. It's like, hey, if you want to buy, just go here and click buy. And the thing is, like, that's just one touch point. Not only do you need multiple touch points, but they need to go in order from low resistance to high resistance. You can't just show somebody your sales page 12 times and say, hey, that's 12 touch points. Why didn't they buy? It's because a sales page, I'm asking for the sale, is the most high resistance touch point there is. So you need to start with a very low resistance touch point and then work your way up to the higher touch point. The analogy that we often use as marketing is like dating. Showing someone your sales page and expecting them to buy is like walking up to someone for the very first time. They've never seen you or heard from you before, and you ask them to marry you. It doesn't matter how many times you ask them to marry you. The answer is going to be the same every time, and it's going to be no. So a good sales system is going to have multiple touch points. It's going to go in order from low resistance to high resistance. And so that's why even when you're doing a webinar to sell your product, it's more than just a webinar. There's a bunch of emails that come before the webinar. There's a bunch of follow-up emails that go after. There may be some content that you put in front of them before they even register. There's a bunch of things that go on so that, you know, it's not just a one touch point webinar. There's a bunch of things that you're doing to pre-sell them and to follow up with them after the webinar is done. So no matter what you're doing, it's always going to be multiple touch points. And that's actually one of the reasons why something like a challenge, like a 3-day or a 5-day challenge, can work so well, is because you already have built in that 5 days of content that people are signing up for. So that's 5 touch points that you have, you know, time to build that trust and rapport and build that relationship with before you actually pitch them on an offer.
A lot of people who are struggling out there, it's all literally manual. When I ask them about their sales process or their sales systems, it's a calendar link to book a call. And that's their entire process. And I'm like, oh, like that could definitely be part of your sales system. But that's like just the conversion event, the event where the actual sales are taking place. You're missing all of this other stuff on the front end, which is going to make your job so much harder to actually convert that into a sale.
Yeah. And again, that link for the calendar invite, again, that's a very high resistance touch point, right? So what we typically recommend with clients is that we start out with something that's really easy to say yes to. That's why creating content on YouTube or TikTok or Instagram, that's, you know, a really good place to start because people can watch and see things for free. But even just having a simple like PDF lead magnet that people can opt into to get on your email list, that's really the place where most people should start with generating leads and getting people into your world. Just a simple PDF guide or a checklist or something that people can download in a PDF form that you give away on an opt-in page where you ask for their name and their email, maybe even sometimes their phone number. But something like that, just to start the ball rolling, get them on your email list, and then you can follow up with them and get those other touch points in through email follow-ups, through sending out video content, through inviting them to a webinar, inviting them to a challenge, inviting them to your Facebook group. There's a bunch of different things you can do once they've taken that first step. But as far as the best first step to take, that's pretty much it. Okay, learn how to create a simple lead magnet with a PDF and put it into a simple opt-in funnel.
But don't have a dead end anywhere. Always make sure you're inviting people to take that next step with you every step along the way so that they can keep moving closer and closer until they actually get to the sale.
That's a really big gold nugget right there. Like you imagine the opt-in page for a free PDF lead magnet. You opt in, and then on the thank you page, that's where you invite people to the next step. Okay. Is that, joining a Facebook group? Is that, signing up for a webinar? Is it signing up for a challenge? What is it, right? There's some sort of second step that you want them to take. Put that on the thank you page after they opt in for your free lead magnet. So again, going back to that dating analogy, this is like having a great first date with somebody and then you drop them off at their house and you just say goodbye, right? If the date went well, you're setting up the second date before you close the door and say goodbye. The very least, that's what you want to do. And that's what we're doing here when you put the second step on that thank you page. They opt in, they already said yes. On the next page, you want to invite them to the second date, okay, which is joining your Facebook group, which is checking out your webinar, which is joining your challenge or whatever it is.
Yep, absolutely. Because at that moment, they're in the emotional and psychological state of like wanting help and seeking information at that moment. So keep them moving to the next step as best as you can when they're in that current state versus them disengaging and then coming back to something later to move forward. All right. So we've talked about the first two core elements. One, that the offer is really positioned to sell, right? It's a positioning of that offer. Two, the sales systems, that you've got a continual process to generate the lead and nurture, qualify them, move them through to a sale. The third element to make this successful, to have a consistent revenue stream coming through online, is traffic. Because guess what? If no one sees any of that cool stuff that we've just done, it don't matter anyway. You're clearly not going to be making any sales. So you have to get in front of people. If the word traffic sounds confusing, it just means getting people's attention, getting people's eyeballs online.
And the analogy that we often use with this is, imagine that you have a McDonald's franchise, right? Like somebody's just giving you a McDonald's franchise. How successful do you think you're going to be with that? Okay. How much money do you think you're going to make? Most people, without even thinking about it, would say, yeah, I'd love a McDonald's franchise. I'll take that, right? I can make that profitable. Now, here's the catch. The McDonald's franchise is in the middle of the desert with no roads going to it and no visitors. Now, how successful do you think that's going to be? Okay. Versus, let's say we give you a McDonald's franchise in the middle of Times Square, New York, where there's upwards of 300,000 visitors per day. Now, how successful do you think that one's going to be? There's a big difference, but it's the same menu. It's the same company. It's the same, same food. Everything is the same. The only difference is the location, is the amount of traffic that it's going to get. One is in the middle of the desert with no roads going to it. It's going to get zero traffic. The one in the middle of Times Square with a ton of traffic running to it is obviously going to make a bunch of sales. Even if you swap out that McDonald's with something else, you could swap it out with a mom and pop shop that nobody's ever heard of before. If it's in the right location with a bunch of traffic, it's going to make sales. And it's the same thing online. It doesn't matter how good your offer is. It doesn't matter how much value you're providing. If nobody sees it and you have no traffic, you're not going to make sales. You're not even going to be able to test things out to know whether it's working or not. So traffic is really one of the most important things, even just to make sure things are working, right? Even just to be able to test things out. A lot of times people will come to us and they'll say, I'm not making sales. I'm not sure what's wrong. 12 people saw my offer and none of them bought. It's like, well, first of all, you need to test it with a lot more people than that. Send at least 100 people to it and see if anybody opts in. Okay. Once you've done that, then we'll know if it's working or not. But if you've only got 12 people that visited the landing page and nobody's opted in, well, that may be totally normal. Okay. But you need traffic to even test things out to know if it's working or not.
So for folks who are new to this game, what would be the best types of traffic that you would get them started with or help them just to even understand where to get started?
Yeah. So it depends on two things. Number one is how fast you want results or how fast you want to figure that out. And number two is, do you have a budget for paid ads or not? If you want to figure things out sooner rather than later, then paid ads is the way to go. There's ways that we can do things organically through podcast guesting, through content creation, through networking and things like that to generate some traffic. But the thing is that always comes slower. It's never as much as you want. And really, it's when you do things that way, it's never purely cold traffic, which if you want to be able to scale your offer as big as possible, then you want to be able to test it with cold traffic. So that's why, as long as you've got at least $3 or $5 per day to spend on ads, we say get started with ads as well. Okay. We obviously want to do organic stuff because that's always helpful, but we always want to layer in paid traffic whenever we can as well. Even just $3 to $5 a day to get going with something like Facebook ads. Facebook ads are where you're going to get the most reliable results, and really you can still get some very good ad costs when you know what you're doing with Facebook ads. Other than that, TikTok ads, we know people have had a lot of success with TikTok ads. Not every single niche, but for a lot of niches, TikTok ads are working well. YouTube ads can work really well for coaches and course creators as well. It takes a lot more time and effort to kind of get those a dial in, but we've heard some good results from people who have, once you do dial that in, sometimes people get even cheaper results than on Facebook, but it does take a lot more skill and time and effort to be able to do that. That's why we always recommend Facebook ads first, typically TikTok ads second, and then YouTube ads third.
Well, right. And plus with the other platforms, those are definitely going to be video structured ads. And a lot of new coaches are not necessarily good on video.
Right. Yeah. That's the other thing that adds to the complexity is, you definitely need to have at least, it doesn't have to be a lot of fancy graphics or fancy editing, but you do need to be good on video in order to make those work. Whereas Facebook ads, as long as you can type out some good copy and you've got an image, even just, Canva templates work really well, you can put together a really good ad that's going to get you some cheap leads.
Absolutely. And I hear all the time people being scared of paid ads, and I get it. I've heard countless horror stories of people wasting a ton of money, either themselves or more likely hiring someone to do their ads. We do definitely suggest working with an expert to learn how to run your own ads before ever outsourcing them, getting that solid foundation of knowledge yourself so that you can intelligently get a good hire once you're really at a much higher scale in your business and ready to have a really good ads person come in and help.
Yeah. I mean, the instinct that most people have when they try Facebook ads and it doesn't work is that they blame the ads, right? They blame the platform, like, oh, Facebook ads are trash. The leads are junk. Typically, the issue is with one of those other two things. Either your messaging is off or the sales system is not in place, right? Like people run ads straight to a sales page for a $2,000 offer and they wonder why they don't make sales.
Right.
It doesn't work that way.
No.
Right? So as long as you've got those other two things, and sometimes people are just setting their ads up incorrectly. So there's a lot of things in there that if you've never run ads before, you definitely want to, at least watch some YouTube videos that take you through it. There's a bunch of free videos out there that'll teach you most of what you need to know. Buying a course is definitely going to be much more helpful and probably save you a lot more money in the long run. But definitely getting that traffic going is going to be pivotal to even knowing if your messaging is right, to even knowing if your sales system is working. Because once you get some traffic to those things, you test it out, then we can stop the ads, we can look at the numbers, and we can pinpoint exactly what we need to work on and where.
Yeah, and I think that's one thing that our clients value a lot is having the insight where they're not just guessing what's going on with the Facebook ad, but they have an expert looking over their shoulder and saying, okay, now here's what the numbers are telling us. This is what's happening. Here's what we need to do. We need to let it sit for a little bit, need to sit for, percolate a little longer, or let's pause this. Let's split test this, all of that different stuff. So they're not just guessing, and guessing when you're spending money every day can get really high anxiety for a lot of people.
Yeah, exactly. And that's the thing. Like sometimes we'll have clients that they run their first ad and they get zero leads. And they'll say, oh, no, it's going horrible. I haven't generated any leads. I'm really discouraged. And then we'll look at the numbers and we'll see, okay, well, your click rate is really good and your link click through rate is excellent. Why did you have all these people clicking on your ad, but nobody's opting in? And then we'll look at their system and we'll look at their funnel and we'll say, oh, well, here's the problem. Your landing page is malfunctioning, right? It's like people are opting in, but that lead information isn't going into your system. Or the opt-in form isn't popping up the way it should, right? And there's some technical issue that's getting in the way. And then once we fix that, well, now they're generating leads and everything's going great. But it's really easy to see that, oh, I didn't generate any leads. This must not be working. Knowing what to look for in the numbers and the numbers that you need to hit and being able to diagnose where the issue is a big part of this as well.
So by having that really dialed in message, having really highly optimized sales system, and then being able to get this in front of enough people, that is how you create a beautiful sales pipeline online that can create consistent ongoing revenue and get people off of the roller coaster of referrals and some of the other organic things that they're currently riding. So this is hopefully been really helpful for folks, and they took buckets of notes.
And the thing is, if you want to learn more about this, if you want to learn more about the specifics of what you should be setting up and how you should be setting it up, if you go to our website, digitaltrailblazer.com, just on the very front page, there should be an offer to get a free course from us called the 0-20K Blueprint. That's something that will show you more in more detail, everything that we kind of explained to you here, and show you how to start setting some of those things up and some of the different things you should be doing within your business.
Now, if you've enjoyed this type of content, we do this every single week inside of our private Facebook group. So you will definitely want to join that. We'll also have that in the show notes and description. This has been great to just have a one-on-one conversation and to give you guys some more insight. So thank you so much for being with us today. You've been listening to the Digital Trailblazer podcast. For show notes and information about today's guest, head to digitaltrailblazer.com. Now, if you love this episode, if you got some value, make sure you leave us a review and subscribe. And be sure to share this episode with anyone you know who could use help to build their business. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time.